the sky is sweet and clear. When I'm stuck here in Chicago, please don't. Down in Aberdeen, they got more fine big leg women than them one man ever seen. What they doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean? I ain't been to Clarkdale since 1963, 'cause if you gone to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear. Here in Chicago, please don't leave me here.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to 88 miles per hour. I'm Emma. Got a lot of good songs lined up for you this evening. It's a lot of 80s, 90s, punk, alternative, that kind of thing. What's good for a rainy, rainy, cold, sad Tuesday evening. So I hope you enjoy.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came. But she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so rare for everyone to do everything. You for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so
All right, I am back. We just heard the song Washabye by TSOL. Before that, we heard Sarah Spirilla by Erotica. Before that, You Were Invited by The Dismemberment Plan. And the first song that we heard is This Boy Is Excited by The Wrens. Shout out to the hometown of New Jersey. It is 9:22, and I've got a lot more music for you, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
That was There She Goes by The Laws. Before that, we heard This Is The One by The Stone Roses. And before that, we heard The Headmaster Ritual off of The Smiths' album Meat Is Murder. If you haven't heard it, Radiohead did a really nice cover of that song when they did their basement tracks. I think there's a bunch of videos on YouTube of it. I think they played one of their albums. I don't remember which one it was. I don't know. It was a while ago, and they played two covers. I think it was The Headmaster Ritual by The Smiths and a New Order song, Ceremony. Yeah, they're both really good, so you should go listen to them if you haven't heard them. It is 9:35. Stick around for some more tunes coming up.
Oh, to changing me something in my liberty. On my mind. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my fever growing. I know just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. But I'm a lucky man with fire in my hands. Happiness, something in my own place. I'm steady naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace. Watch you look at me, watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand.
adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're back after that wonderful PSA about adopting animals. Oh, every animal needs a loving home. Well, I'll give you updates on Marvin. My sister has I'll call it a street cat. I like this idea. She's a street cat named Marvin.
Named Desire.
And she feeds him, and he's really fluffy, and he's really photogenic, and he's a very nice cat, but Marvin's been on some crusades. There was an evil Marvin that showed up to the place where my sister feeds this cat. He was a black cat. And so she called him Evil Marvin. She didn't like him because he scared Marvin and he tried to eat Marvin's food. He didn't like that. And then the turkey vultures also try to eat Marvin's food and Marvin. They also try to attack Marvin. So
watch out for turkey vultures.
We're going to send a shout out to Marvin. I hope he's doing well. He gets a lot of treats and good food, so he's well taken care of and he's got a nice little bush. So, yeah. Anyways, let's see. The last song we listened to was Take a Picture by Filter. Before that, Flow With It, You Got Me Feeling Like by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Before that, we heard Lucky Man by The Verve. And before that, we heard Sit Down by James. It is currently 9:56. I think maybe we've got one more. That's all I'm prepared to play. Okay, quick overrated, underrated. Mm. Those swirly straws that either like spell things out or ooh, come in like kind of funky things. The question is, they're like fun, but are they practical? I don't know. Are they overrated or underrated?
I think, honestly, underrated. I'm going to say underrated. I think the issue I would have would be cleaning them.
Mm-hmm.
I think once that problem is solved, I will invest. I was reading something about straw. Like, there's been a lot of talk about straws recently. Straws are...
they're bad.
They're really bad. And we produce a lot of straw waste here in the United States and just globally. So I think I'm hopping aboard that train for the time being. Mm. So I think with that in mind, if you can get it cleaning,
to have like a reusable plastic,
a reusable straw. Like, I think it could be fun. Like, what if you just had like your go-to straw?
Mm, I agree.
Like, with like your initials or something.
That's fun. You'd have custom straws.
Custom straws.
You can make WMFO custom straws. All right. But we like the environment. We'll look into it.
Ooh. I mean, if they're custom straws, like if they're
reusable, maybe they have like recycled plastic kind of deal. Mm. We'll look into it. A lot of beaches are banning straws now, yeah, which is good. Anyways, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO.